This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to find out more information about anything you hear here. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that Amtrak officials on January 18th gave up on their latest efforts to fence off parts of its tracks along the Hudson River in Rensselaer, Columbia, and Dutchess counties. As in the past, local opposition to the passenger rail line's plans to block several Hudson River access points with fences stopped the plan. The railroad cited safety in calling for the fences and now will create a, quote, five-year corridor plan to improve safety along the Empire Service Hudson Line, unquote. Officials in Castleton-on-Hudson, Rhinebeck, Germantown, Hyde Park, Red Hook, Stuyvesant, Claremont, Livingston, Stockport, Tivoli, and Hudson said they were against the proposal. Quote, now more than ever, riverfront communities rely on river access as a means of ensuring vibrant and resilient local economies, unquote, said Jeffrey Azevino, director of land use advocacy for the environmental group Scenic Hudson. He said the group, quote, commends Amtrak for withdrawing its application. We look forward to working with Amtrak, affected communities, and others to help develop a plan that can reduce risk without adversely impacting river access, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that state Senate Democrats will take up a proposal January 22nd to make the state tax cap permanent. The state assembly has not said when it will address the issue, but Governor Andrew Cuomo's recent budget proposal also made it a priority this term. Currently, the cap expires in 2020. The bill requires a 60% vote in school districts to increase taxes beyond 2% a year or the rate of inflation, whichever is lower. Some local government officials complain about the lack of flexibility they have with the cap, and the teachers' union is against the current tax cap. But 65% of New York voters, according to a recent poll from the Siena Research Institute, support making the tax cap permanent. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. David Bartlett, Columbia County Sheriff, posted on Facebook January 18th a scam alert. Quote, we have been informed by several people that a scam is being done using the Sheriff's Office number 828-3344. They are identifying themselves as Lieutenant Lopez and are requesting that you purchase a gift card because of a missed court date. If you receive one of these calls, please don't give any money. Contact our office if you have any questions, unquote, Bartlett wrote on Facebook. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.